Thank you. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Mun Honey there with I'm Spun. Wonder what they're talking about. We started that long block off with Breeders, right? Or maybe we started it with Real Kids. I'm not sure. Real Kids don't... No. Okay, it was earlier with... Oh, my God. Patti Smith, Glitter in Their Eyes. We heard Boss Martians, The Last Ride. Real Kids, Don't Talk to Strangers. The Breeders, Divine Hammer. Who is that going out to? Oh, I know. I saw it here somewhere. Anyways, you have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. Can you tell I'm stalling? Because I wanted to get this one right. Chris Doucette. Or Doucette? Chris. He wanted to hear Breeders. And I played Saints as well. Both off Last Splash. We heard The Modern Lovers, Fly Into the Mystery. Cracker with 7 Days and Surf Billy. And then Camper Van Beethoven with 7 Languages and Waka. And then Mud Honey. I'm Spun. Yes, give me a call. 855-915-9636. I've been listening to this song. A few different people do this song lately. Long Black Veil. And then I just found one. Stones have worked with many people. I've never heard this version, though. Long Black Veil with Mick Jagger and the Chieftains. See that? Stones have worked with many people. We'll play Mick and the Chieftains now. And how about after that, Muddy Waters with the Stones? What do you want to hear? Give me a call. It's MFO.
And they all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me. Well, the judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you're somewhere else, well, you don't have to die. And I spoke naughty word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Lord, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Will the sky high and eternity nears, and she stands in the crowd and sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, well, the cold wind moans in a long black veil. She cries all over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil.
Supposed to be. I'm not gonna call until I get a little shuffle or drink right there. Take your time, don't rush it. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. You know, I love you so. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog. Before I be your dog, I get you way down here and I make you walk the floor. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low and I beg you all night long, baby, please. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down. And you are lead, and I love you so. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, I get you way down here and I make you walk the dog. Still we're gonna blame Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger.
Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans, because I love you so. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, I want you way down here where the roads. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans, because I love you.
You brought me way down here. You brought me way down here about rolling folk to treat me like I'm a dog. What about Keith?
Yeah, what about Keith?
What about Keith? before I bring up anybody else. Be our guest.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Muddy Waters and the Rolling Stones there. I'm sure the boys were thrilled to be playing with one of their gods. Muddy Waters is to the Rolling Stones is what to the Rolling Stones is to me, I believe. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm Brian. And Bill Salem, or Solemn, Bill, wanted to hear the Naz MFO.
I can't see a thing.
nothing in the world these days. I said a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Well, you know, in the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people, they stepped back when a young man walked by. But you know nowadays, it's the old man, he's got all the money. And a young man ain't got nothing in the world these days. Ain't got nothing in the world these days, I said.
Yeah, MFO with a couple of live ones from The Who in their prime 1970, the Isle of Wight Festival. I can't explain any young man's blues. Before that, the Nazz going out to Bill. And yeah, I just realized when I played Open My Eyes, I never heard, I don't know. It's pretty blatant. It sounds just like the beginning of that. Sounds just like I Can't Explain. And I never really realized that before. Or maybe I'd never heard it open like that. I don't know. But that's how you got I Can't Explain in there. I just had to listen to them side by side. And we went on, because it was so good, to Young Man's Blues. Hey, Cheetah Chrome will be coming to town September 10th. Where's he playing? I keep doing this. I keep changing. I had it up, and then I hit something else. Cheetah Chrome of the Dead Boys, September 10th, will be at Middle East. Check that out. He'll be with Unnatural Acts, Crank County Daredevils, and more. Cheetah Chrome of the Dead Boys, be there. Here's Dead Boys here, all this and more.
always influence each other, yes, in what kind of way? Don't be ashamed, don't ever let people know. It's really important, this baby. Eventually, you gotta go. One thing, don't give it up now.
WMFO in Medford, Boston's own Liars right there. And before that, it was The Liars featuring Steve Biters. Steve Biters alone. Before that, Have Love Will Travel. We heard Dead Boys, All This and More. And you know the rest. Have a request? Bring it on. 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. Brian Young, if you want to find me on Facebook. I was just looking at Facebook, and Tim Mungenest put up this great post. Great picture of Wolfman Jack, the radio DJ. You see, kids, before the destruction from iHeart, Clear Channel, there were these mythical creatures known as radio DJs. They actually lived in and broadcasted from your hometown. They played great music, talked to the rock stars, and were the people who made radio interesting and fun to listen to. You could also talk to them many times. They were your friend. Yes, talk to me. I'm your friend. 855-915-9636. I'm not extinct yet. And we'll hear some more Boston music. Neighborhoods right after this.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.